People talk of experiences beyond the senses. There seems to be a fascination in such experiences, but the lives of those who claim to have had them seem to be mediocre as before. What are these experiences? Are these experiences part of enlightenment or a step towards it? And so what is enlightenment? People talk of experience beyond the senses. There seems to be a fascination in such experiences, but the lives of those who claim to have had these experiences seem as mediocre as before. What are these experiences? Are these experiences a part of enlightenment or a step towards it? You like this kind of questions? This is strange, isn't it? You're always talking about enlightenment, what you have said, what the speaker has said, what somebody has said. You never say, look, it's my life. I'm in great pain, sorrow, this. How am I to resolve all that? Not what some idiot says. Everywhere the speaker has been, there have always been this kind of question. Not how shall I live in this world which is so corrupt, where there is no justice, and I'm part of all that, what shall I do? You never ask those questions. And why don't you? Why don't we ask really a deep fundamental question about ourselves? Why we never ask, I don't seem to have love. I know all the descriptions of love. I know when I say to my friend or my girl or my wife, I love you, I know it is not quite. I know it is sex, sensory, pleasure, desire, companionship. I know all that isn't that bloom, that flowers, that has beauty, that has greatness. But we want to know about the enlightenment. Why? If I may ask. Is it we are frightened to uncover ourselves? Not to me. I'm not your father confessor or group therapist. I have a horror of those things. If you ask yourself that question, why is it that I don't ask the most deep fundamental question about myself? Is it we are frightened? Is it that we cannot bear to see what we are? The shoddiness, the ugliness, the pettiness, the vulgarity, the commonness, the mediocrity of it all. Is that what we are frightened about? And if we discover what actually we are, we say, please help me. Tell me what to do. The father figure comes into being then. So apparently, we never face ourselves. We avoid it at any cost. And that's why we become so irrational. And that's why we are exploited by all these people. It's really a tragedy. Grown-up people, at least we think we are grown-up, playing with all this and not coming to the root of things, which is ourselves. We have to be forced, urged, compelled, pressurized to face ourselves by somebody. And so we never, never, under any circumstances, avoid this thing. That's why there is no change in us. Since this question has been put, I must answer it. People talk of experience beyond the senses. There seems to be a fascination in such experiences, but the lives of those who claim to have had them seem as mediocre as before. What are these experiences? Are these experiences part of enlightenment, a step towards it? Can you bear me going on? You won't turn? You know, life, the daily living of every day, is a vast experience. Right? Tremendous experience. The joys, the pleasures, the anxieties, the burden of sorrow, the injustice around you, poverty, overpopulation, pollution, lack of energy, energy, petrol, and in ourselves. This life is such a tremendously complex problem of experience, not problem, experience. And we are bored with it. We cannot face it. We don't feel responsible. We separate ourselves from all this. And this separation is fallacious, unreal, irrational. Because we are that, we have created that, each one of us. We are part of all that. And we don't want to face it. So, being bored, being exhausted by these trivialities of life, then we go and ask somebody, pay him, initiate, beads, new name, and hope to have new experience. And you will. Because when you want something, you're going to get it. Whether it is rational, irrational, sane or insane, doesn't matter. So first, there are, I will go into that presently. First, we must understand the nature of our living. The daily living, the daily irritation, the daily angers, daily boredom, the loneliness, the despair of this world. As you know. Instead of facing that, understanding it, clearing all that, we want super, extra sensory experience beyond the senses. When we haven't understood the activity of the senses, the daily responses of the senses. And there are those people who will give you experiences. It's all trickery, gadgetry. Now when one has really understood, lived, so that life, the everyday boredom, the loneliness, the ache of something better, when that is all understood, not intellectually, not verbally, but cleansed, free of all that, that is to understand very clearly the sensory responses, how the sensory responses dominate, how they condition the mind, right? And unaware of all that, unaware that one's mind is conditioned. And from that conditioned state, you are asking something more. And the man who promises you something more gives you according to his conditioning. He may say, no, I'm not conditioned, I'm much above. But so what happens? If the decks are cleared, you understand that expression? That is, when the foundation is laid, there is no conflict. You have understood the desire, pleasure, fear, sorrow. You are slaving it off. That's your daily burden. Then you go beyond it. You'll find a mind that is asking for experiences is still in the state of being conditioned by the senses. And there is a mind that has no experience whatsoever.